Many people say that kids need to be more active, and if you want a kid to excel in sports, you need to start them young. That's why this story caught our eye, because you may be surprised the age of kids who are flying above the ground in pursuit of this winter and even summertime sport. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com, trusted analysis, professional insight.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
You might think that ski jumping is only a sport for people mature enough to know better. Gary Rasmussen says that isn't necessarily the case.
I believe 4, 5, 6 years old is optimal. Although if a decent athlete who's 10, 12, or 14 perhaps is already a downhill skier and a little bit of a daredevil, we have seen those kids come out and excel.
Gary jumped for many years, and his dad was on the U.S. Olympic team. He loves helping kids as young as kindergarten, and the notion that the sport is dangerous, well, that may be more fiction than fact.
Oh, it is far less dangerous than alpine skiing. They've kept statistics at Park City and Lake Placid at the Olympic complexes, and the number of lost days of participation injury for ski jumping is a fraction of downhill skiing, and actually more in line with the number of lost days in cross-country skiing.
For Gary, the advice to jumpers is concise and to the point.
Get forward, be aggressive, keep your head up, and lock your knees.
You've said that a few times.
Those are the four keys to making sure you land on your feet no matter how afraid you are or what the conditions are.
He says it's reasonable to have a bit of fear at the top of a tall ski jump, but you begin on small hills and work your way up.
It's really important that you're able to set those fears and feelings aside to be able to focus on what you actually have to do to jump correctly and aggressively. It's a sport where aggressive is safe and timid is dangerous.
The jumping that takes place here has its roots in the oldest ski club still in existence. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Ishpeming, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCrae.